Ciao, Andrea.
Ciao, Renu. How are you?
Good, good, good. So today's the 1st of September. What does that mean for you?
Oh, it's a very good day because for the first time in our history, since 10 years, we are doing really effort to make fundraising. Thanks to you and Kristen that put our energy together. And we started the fundraising for the radio for the next year. So, we do one month. 1 month of driving, pushing, and do our best to convince people to give some funds.
So what do you hope that we will achieve, at least to cover the expenses for a year, or?
Yeah, the minimum dream that I have is to reach the point to be able to pay the expenses for the next 12 months, not only for the rent and whatever we have as expenses, the repairing computers, maintaining the material, but also give money for a couple of persons to be employed at the radio, because that is very important to maintain a sort of stability and continuity, because we face many times, because the economic reason, the good people, certain amount of time, they were able to work with us, and when it was over the period of newcomer or whatever, they had to move somewhere else where they have funds. And that's for the radio was a very bad moment, and for the fact that they were happy to work with us, and I was very happy to work with them. But again, sometimes in Oroville, money are very needed, and in this case for us are needed because we want to use this money for paid expenses and be able to pay a good sambala.
Yeah.
A good amount of money to people to work with us.
But it's not even a good sambalam. Do you have any maintenance allotment in the radio at
no.
all?
No. We have Miriam, that she's a long time part of the radio team. She got half maintenance, and because I feel so shamed by that, she get only half maintenance in spite she work full time. We give a little amount from our account that we use for paid expenses of the radio every month to her, but it's it's ridiculous. That is a situation that is make me very ashamed about this kind of situation.
And we haven't heard anything back yet from the BCC, right?
BCC is not saying anything as usual, and we will know by October or by November if they will be able to support somehow the radio, giving some funds for paying the expenses to be at the town hall premises. We pay 5,000 rupees per month for the rent, plus we have internet that is 3,000 and something rupees for to pay to the BSNL, that is the telephone provider and internet provider. Plus we pay the expenses of our juices that we drink, that it is more or less 1,000 to 2,000 rupees per month. So finally, we have 1,000 rupees per month that we have to raise just to pay the expenses. And then sometimes we have to buy a new microphone, and two computers broke down this summer. The Windows server, it doesn't work anymore. The computer that we're using this summer is broken, and we need funds to get in.
And all of this is quite expensive. Speaking about the server, is it correct that our email addresses have now changed?
The email address has not been changed, but the two email addresses that we were using for a long period of time, info@orovilleradio.org and contact@orovilleradio.org, we are not able to look at them like we were doing before, because the server that we were downloading on a daily basis, these two accounts broke down this summer. So this summer we had three computers that died.
So what is the alternate? Is a@orovilleradio.org.in.
Yeah, exactly. That is my
so
personal account.
So we should remind our listeners to use this account.
A, like my first letter of my name, and also the first letter of the alphabet, a@orovilleradio.org. At the moment is my address that I use for this purpose.
Orovilleradio.org.
org.
Okay. And we're also very excited. Chloe and Lucas were here, and they did a concert benefit, and we managed to raise some 6,550 rupees that one evening.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's so amazing that the people are so connected with this project. Chloe was more or less raised in this kind of experience in making radio here in Auroville. When she joined as a newcomer for maybe 2-3 years, she was working with us, and later she decided for economical reason again to go back to France and try to find some funds for herself. And she used this experience and skills to continue his career in working in radio, and she's doing that. And she comes every year, once or twice a year, to do something for Auroville. And this year she decided to do this concert that was done Saturday in Sauciu. And during the event she managed to raise 6,000 and something,
750
rupees. That for us is more than 1 month of rent plus a little bit of power. Or
and also recently I heard that somebody had offered to pay a rent for a year. Is that true?
Yeah. We had the chance to meet this person that I don't want to mention now because I'm not sure he would like to give his name.
Yeah.
But for the next 12 months, we have been already we secured the money to pay the rent for the next 12 months. That is 60,000.
Or it has been promised. Anyway.
Has been promised, but I'm sure it will happen. But I don't want to mention him because again, it's a matter of sometimes the people.
So that's like fantastic. So and then what future plans do we have on this fundraising month? Will we do an evening at Tanto's, or what other things can we do?
Yeah, we do have a different kind of ideas. Let's see which one, how many of them they will become reality. But for sure, we will do our job to explain the people that are following the radio in Auroville and from abroad that the need of the fundraising is something very, very
pressing
is something that we do really need. And let's see, we do every week something new, and let's see what are the next steps. But again, it's something that we also improvise.
Talk to me a little bit about what you see for the future, the School of Art and Communication Science, or the science or art and science school
of communication. Ethical and whatever.
What do you see? How do you imagine that? It sounds like an exciting project.
I will start talking about a little bit about why we decided to put our attention about the educational side of the radio. This project has started in 5th of December 2004, and today we are almost close to December, and during this period of time, almost 10 years. Because we began in 2004, now we are in 2014. During this period of 10 years, we have been in touch with many volunteers and Aurovillians and students of Auroville. And some of them, they were training us, but most of them has been trained by us. So we have done a lot of training job for the reason that the people, they know little about radio, and we have the skills and the equipment. And that is a big number because it's more than 200 people talking about numbers.
My God.
So during this period of time, more than 200 people were exposed to working in radio, making recording, editing and broadcasting, uploading on the website. And that is something that for us it's very important to do, because we are really happy to share our skills with other persons. At the meantime, it's very needed in Auroville, a place where you learn how to communicate, because Auroville is a beautiful place, but in communication is very poor for different reasons. I don't want to start to discuss which is the problem, where are the problems.
Well, just that we're already from different cultures is already one.
Yeah, it's a big pot of minds and hearts, and putting together this pot and mind and hearts in something to make it flowing in a proper way, you need to communicate. And the communication in Auroville is very weak, again, for different reasons. So we want to start this school with the intent to serve before Auroville, the kids of Auroville, the students, the elders. We are not again decided if we want to make only for kids or for aged people, whoever. Now it's open for everybody. This is the idea. But we want to make courses and teach them the importance to make communicate in an appropriate way. Just to let them aware about it. It will make changing the fact they are communicating in a different way. The groups will be the first clients, I hope, to customer to come and invite and send someone to understand what is it, why they have to communicate and how to make it. Because they are so busy in their work that they are somehow forgetting to talk with the people that are residing in Oroville, and that create a lot of misunderstanding and issues simply because they don't communicate properly or they don't communicate
at
all.
Not only that, already before we didn't have the radio, but between what was said at the meeting and the report, there was already such a gap. So it's actually a great help that now you have this archive that we can go and listen to the meeting and maybe get the nuance or the context a little bit better, which sometimes doesn't come through in the report.
Yeah, also the report is just, you cannot make 3 hours or 2 hours of discussion. You have to resume it. And during the resuming process, someone has to cut parts of the content that maybe for someone else is important that should be in the report, in the news and note. So, yeah, this is a very good tool, it's a good starting point, but the next phase is to go into teach the people also how to communicate it by themselves. How can they send a communication for news and note or even to the radio, whatever.
Oh,
how to use the tools that are available in Oroville in order to let the people understand what they are doing. Most of the people in Oroville, they know little about the decision making that are happening in the process. So when they're reading the result of this decision making process in news and note, most of them, or Avinet, most of them are unhappy because this doesn't know what is happening during this period of time of 1 month or 2 months. Or
the whole process.
The whole process is missing. So it's the radio that I'm envisioning, the FM station, it should create this kind of knowledge in the mind and the heart of people that are residing in Oroville. They know what is going on a daily basis because they get informed about
the groups. True, our life is more complex, and it's not like before. We have more people, we are having many more activities than we used to have. So communication is going to be really crucial for the next step.
It was already 10 years ago, 15 years ago, crucial. But again, probably at this point of time, 10 years or 20 years ago, was much more important, the forest and the roads and the water. But again, these fields have been more or less sorted out. So we do have now roads, and we do have forest, we do have water, we do have telephone. Now we need to use this telephone to communicate. We do used to need our skills to write reports on news and notes that can be understood. We can need to make the FM station happening so the people, they can talk about their things they do in the offices. So communicating with people, usually it make automatically clear the situation. It will be much more complicated to have a misunderstanding because speaking with people means communicating with them, and there will be feedback from people saying, yeah, this is good, this is bad, in real time. So when the people, they will be happy, they will call whatever office, say, why you are decided to do that, or wow, good idea to do that. And they will follow, they will understand. So there will be a life that is moving at the same speed that the office are speeding. Usually we are informed about something at least 1 week in delay due to the fact that News and Note has a weekly bulletin, so it's not something that is happening in such a short time like the newspapers. So we don't have newspapers in order, we need to do something like that. And the newspaper is very costly and difficult to produce and to distribute. The radio is the most simple and the cheapest and the most effective tools to communicate a lot of information that Oroville is producing, because that is the thing. It's not okay, we don't have anything to say, we will be plenty of things to discuss and to share to our residents and maybe also the villages that absolutely should be kept into the loop of communicating with them and let them understand also the idols of where we are here, why we are doing these things. In that way, there will be more people aware about Oroville and the goals of Oroville.
Interesting. What other types of communication do you see aside from the radio in the school?
But in the school, it will be a very broad kind of thing, because we started for making for sure recording, creating a text to send this text to News and Note, to publish in Avinet, to publish in our bulletin, to put it in our website. You have to shoot images because you need to put some images. It will be good to send it also to Avinet and News and Note to show the face of the people or whatever, the topic that is happening. So
it would cover photography, it would maybe graphic art even. About TV, possibly in the future?
Absolutely. We do have already a website that is called Auroville TV. It's staying there. We have no chance to feed it properly because, again, we don't have the human resources to do that and the technical devices, cameras and computer to do recording and editing and uploading in real time, but it's in the near future it will be also one of the platforms that we use it to communicate to all the Aurovillians and the people that are residing outside. But again, my focus is in this FM project because that is the most feasible. With few lakhs is done, with an antenna is done. It's not a long period of time of struggling. It's more difficult to get the license than do the project, the program. So it's, and we are working on that, and that I'm very glad to be in this loop. It's this thing since 5 years, so it's not something that is happening in 1 month or 2 months, but we still are struggling with people that are very dedicated into these things, and I'm happy to follow this matter of getting the license, because it's the core of the project is the FM station.
Very interesting, Andrea. Thank you.
Thank you, Reno. And good luck for the fundraising 2004.
Yes. September, we can do it.
Yes.
All right.